Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock, Gary Lee, and hope you're having a fantastic morning. We've got lots of great rock and roll coming at you, and we're going to talk a little bit about Zizzer Girls Fast Pitch Softball. You folks that's listened to me for a long time, you know where my heart and passion is. The greatest sport on planet Earth, fast pitch softball. The game moves so quick. It's something's happening every pitch. And we've got with us here head coach of the West Plains Lady Zizzers, Mike Kinslow, and second year at the helm of the Zizzers. And, well, here we are. It's about game time. And how'd your summer and off season go?
You know, it went well. We kind of mixed it up a little bit this year. In the past, we've always we've played in a league throughout the summer, just trying to give us as many games as possible throughout the summer with the amount of contact days that we have. This year, we've done a little bit different. We felt like it wasn't just real beneficial for us doing the league thing. So we just decided to we got together. At first, we had some other schools on board, but it didn't work out for them. So we actually got in touch with Mountain Home, Arkansas, and got in touch with their coach and got some dates set up for us. So we actually went down, traveled to Mountain Home, and scrimmaged their team a few times this summer. So that was really good for us. Give us a chance to kind of see new competition and yeah, different, you know, somebody other than the teams that we're used to playing around the Springfield area. So that was good. And, you know, I feel like it was a pretty productive summer for us. You know, it's always, there's always that starting point of getting started, but kind of getting your feet wet and getting going. But it's here. I mean, season's on us.
It is. And, you know, last year is last year. You know, girls move on and new girls step up. Let's talk a little bit about the 23 West Plains Lady Zizzer softball team. You know, who are some of the girls that you're excited about to see take the field this year?
Well, first of all, we graduated five seniors last year, and they were five solid players, you know, which I knew coming into this season we were going to have some big shoes to fill. Somebody was really going to have to step up and take charge and want those spots. And right now I've got a lot of good athletes, good girls fighting for those spots. I've got five returning seniors this year, four starters from last year. Of course, we have Alyssa Joyner that'll be in the circle for us. She's pitched for me all 4 years of high school, puts up great numbers every year in the circle. She just does fantastic things for us and keeps us in a lot of ball games. I mean, really, she does her part every time she goes out there. She works hard and always does a great job for us. So I know, you know, I know going out there, she's going to do the same thing for us this year. She's going to go out and take care of business and do her job and kind of hope that everybody behind her can do their job as well. I feel pretty, you know, really good about that. We've got a lot of girls, you might say, playing out of position this year, finding new spots, new homes for them, trying to fill those five or four senior spots that we lost. You know, we got our catcher returning, Bailey Miller. You know, she done well for us last year. She really had to step up after Emmy Howe graduated the year before that. Again, had some big shoes to fill, and she just gets better and better every year. She's working hard for us, really stepping up her game this year, and her and Alyssa make a good duo. They work real well together. My second baseman, Emma Worsham, we moved her to shortstop this year. Zoe Williams graduated last year, which was a key player for us. She's going to be playing for Missouri State here in West Plains now, so Emma's moved over to the shortstop role. I knew all along she could do it, could play the spot. She's a pretty versatile player, hard worker. I love what she brings every day to the field, not just on the field, but off the field as well. I mean, she's just she's a good teammate, good leader, and really excited for what she's going to do for us as well this year, too. Let's see. We got our third baseman, Audra Willard. She's a returning senior as well. She was my third baseman last year. Really know what to expect from her. I mean, she does a good job over there on the corner, kind of shuts that area off, and does a real good job for us. I mean, she's played the game, you know, done well for us last year, and I expect nothing but that from this year as well. As far as some newcomers, you know, we've got some young girls that's really stepping up. I mean, this year, right now, we're probably looking at having, you know, two or three sophomores in the starting rotation that's really stepped up big for us. I think they're accepting the challenge well and going to step in and do big things and fill some holes there and pick up where we left off. So I'm really excited about this season and what we have ahead of us.
You know, it's one of the things about, you know, softball. Defense is so, in every sport you're ever going to play, it's always going to be about the defense.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you can't give outs away. You can't do that and be successful. But on the flip side of that, you can have a great defense. You still got to score some runs.
Sure.
And a lot of times that's where teams will struggle more often than not. They can be pretty solid in the outfield, struggle at the plate, and then that kind of carries over to the field. But your battery, you got some pretty good confident sticks in the lineup, or is that work in progress?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. The talent is there. I mean, I know it's in them. You know, last year, that was kind of one thing that I knew going into it. I knew defensively we were going to be okay. Mm-hmm. We were going to be solid.
You can win games.
You can.
You know.
Yeah, you can. I knew it was going to come down to if we could hit the ball and put runs on the board. And I think along with myself, everybody was kind of impressed with how well we'd done that. I mean, we had numerous games last year where we come behind, and not just behind, we may have been down 5, 6, 7 runs,
right,
come back and win ball games. So that was one thing about those girls. I mean, they never quit. They never give up. And I hope that we have that same attitude and same mentality this year. You know, it's one of those things you don't really know how you're going to do until that first game gets here.
Yeah.
I mean, you basically just got to get out there and get after it and see what happens and hope for the best. I really think, like I said, it's in each and every one of them. I know what they're capable of, and I think we are capable of putting up runs and winning a lot of ball games. Just anxious for us to get here and get started, see how we do.
It's a great game, and, you know, of course, baseball, softball has really turned to more analytical. And I'm all for all the information you can get in the analytics, but the human element will always prevail. You know, you can look at numbers, but you don't know, maybe that pitcher's got a cold, doesn't feel good, boyfriend's girlfriend battle, you know, the human element will always really play a factor. And but by the numbers, you know, you've got returning pitcher, long, lanky, can be intimidating on the mound because of that length.
Right.
You got a solid catcher, and that's the two most important in fast pitch softball. That's the two key pieces right there, and you've got that coming back.
Absolutely.
Solid defense. That, in turn, where if the battery is a little bit, you know, below where you would like it to be, that solid defense can get in the head of that other dugout, you know.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, the human element of that, they're going to try too hard. Whoop, there's an error. Now you got a runner on first, and it just carries over, but it's such a fun game. And, hey, we're going to talk more with Coach Kinslow. That's coming up. And we'll look at, of course, what's coming up. There are jamborees. You got a pink out game. There's all kinds of cool stuff that's going to be coming up. And we'll get more from Coach Kinslow in just a bit with part two of our preseason outlook of the West Plains Zizzers.